We are a nation of scum suckers and thugs. Or is it thumb suckers and stubs? And thug wannabes. America targets and scapegoats innocent people in a diversity of ways, from pot smokers to gay people, from blacks to Native Americans, from the disabled to the poor, from children to their mothers, and from the underemployed to the non-Christians. This is how they keep us divided and conquered, suppressed and suffering. Nothing will change this vicious cycle of vitriol and violence except for a truly rebellious revolution that will bring down the status quo, hardcore capitalism, and religious zealotry. Most likely, Prez Obama will prove to be nothing more than a cover-up for the evil lords and more of the same old, same old. Many progressive heteros still don't get it regarding gay marriage, thus don't think it's anywhere near as important an issue as, say, war or global warming. But it is precisely the matter of homophobia that is the Achilles heel of all other vital issues. And as long as this wound is ignored and allowed to fester, nothing good shall ever be achieved on any other matter. And the resulting terror, chaos, death, and devastation that will surely come if homophobia continues to be celebrated as something godly and patriotic will be, dare I say it, more than well deserved. Gay bashing has become a national sport, every bit as American as mom and apple pie, a perfect fusion of fundamentalist ideology and American idolatry, aka patriotism. If you don't care to turn it around, if you don't bother to speak out whenever someone cries faggot, then may the blood on your hands spread to your children, your children's children, and to all who are near and dear to your patriotic little heart. Me, my conscience is clear. So this little illegal in 30 states and hated in all 50 queer is gonna light up a joint of illegal Mary Jane and download some illegal videos on his legally purchased laptop that no doubt was assembled in some godforsaken sweatshop by the humble hands of an arthritic sweet lady or docile, clueless, and unhappy child.